Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
2020, it's been a tough year for everybody with so much uncertainty regarding the world as we knew it. South Africans needed a place to go to make sense of the moments, the people, topics, events, and places that captured everyone's attention.
And to make sense of it all, as you say, we're joined on air this morning by Head of Communications and Public Affairs for Google South Africa, Mitch Atagana. Good morning, Mitch, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
We're good, thank you. Very good.
Mitch, Google has now become a doctor, psychologist, a teacher, etc. How have search trends changed over the years?
Well, I think, you know, what happens is when I look at, I've been doing Google search trends for South Africa for the last 6 years, right? And when I look at what South Africans are interested in, I have definitely seen, you know, this interest in global and international affairs get closer to home. So where, say, 4 or 5 years ago, some of the top trending topics would be very hectically focused on, you know, what's happening globally. And then this year, we have a lot more introspective and more local. And yes, Google, you know, people are coming to us for all their questions. And one of the things we see this year, the top trending, you know, topic is coronavirus. So it does kind of feel a little bit more, one, this is a global pandemic, but also more urgent to us and how we are looking at it. What I did find interesting, though, from a South African point of view, was the questions that were asked weren't necessarily what are the symptoms of coronavirus, but more what it is than looking at the symptoms to check if they have symptoms in terms of the top 10. But as we drill down to kind of 20 and 25, we do get to see more of symptom-related questions.
Ms. Charlton's alluded to Google being more than a tool to find information online. And, you know, you've spoken about how it's really become the default tool to navigate the web. And it's even transitioned from a noun to a verb now. My question is, can Google get any bigger? Like, will there ever be a point where it's going to be able to do our taxes or cook lasagna for our dinner?
I hope not. I like to make my own dinner, you know. I enjoy cooking myself. I think, look, the whole point of our service here is how can we be helpful to you, right? And, you know, for those of you who use Google, the idea is to drive you to the right information. So none of this information is ours. So when you search for, you know, for instance, one of the questions that was asked this year was what time the president was on. So when you search for that, it will probably take you to, you know, news articles writing about the president being on and what time it is on, or directly to the presidency Twitter account where that information actually lives and people own that information. So I think it's just about how do I get you to the right place? So what are you looking for? What is your point of need? And then how do we get you to that point of need and make sure that that information is, you know, what you're looking for, as close to what you're looking for. But yeah, I think I would love someone to do my taxes. I think there's a service in South Africa that actually does that for you. I pay my sister to do it because I don't want to be dealing with taxes. Thank you very much.
Makes two of us.
It was very interesting to note how interested South Africans were with the U.S. election, as Joe Biden was the number one in search results on Google when it came to
political figures.
Yeah, which absolutely is surprising.
I mean, so this is something that cut across, you know, three lists, actually. So the top trending searches, U.S. election update, was number two. And the top questions, who won the election, was number two. And then obviously in political figures, we have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, both on that list, right? So it definitely, I think globally, the world was encapsulated by the United States election this year. And we all really wanted to know what would happen. Your political affiliations, you know, aside, it was just one of the first times I have actually witnessed an election that took this long for the U.S. to call. Usually they're quite 48 hours they've called the election, but this, I think, we're towards the end of the week before they actually made an official call. But even now, there's still a lot of, you know, back and forth on whether or not the other side agrees with the results. I think all of that dynamic that was happening, it really encapsulated the world. So a lot of people were looking for information on that.
Mish, without giving too much away, because we're going to post that list on our Facebook page later on, is pineapple beer featured on that list as well?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Pineapple beer, how to make pineapple beer. Is it featured on that list?
Yes,
it is.
Yes. I think, so this whole year, pineapple beer has been a trending topic in South Africa for obvious reasons, yes. And I think earlier in the year when every week we do send out what's trending in South Africa that week. And earlier in the year, I think about 3 or 4 times, pineapple beer came up, especially during our prohibition moment. So, yes, pineapple beer. I didn't actually know there was such a thing as pineapple beer until I saw this topic.
Very interesting. We're going to post that list up onto our Facebook page. You can check it out. I'll go FM Breakfast with Wayne, Lee and Charlie T. Mish, who is the Head of Communications and Public Affairs for Google South Africa, thank you for taking the time to chat to us this morning and have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much and have a good Christmas yourself.
Thanks, Mish. Nice chatting.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.